what rugs were on the floors were of the linoleum type. Our mother would make to put by the bed, she would make a, we referred to it as a rag rug.
Mm-hmm.
It was strands plaited together,
mm-hmm.
then sewed together. And it was large. In fact, mother made one of those just before she passed away last March.
Mm.
And I have it at home.
I grew up with those. We had rag rugs. Everything in cotton. Now
she made all of her quilts. There was a few times that she ever bought her comfort, she made all of her quilts. Mother was a marvelous seamstress. In fact, that's how she helped Dad educate the children. She sewed for other people.
Now, our comforts, were these filled with cotton? And intact.
As well as I remember, the ones that she filled with cotton were quilted, mm-hmm. because if they weren't, the cotton, when it was laundered, would knot up and get in
mm-hmm.
wads or knots. It wouldn't stay in place. The comfort, she would make it out of real heavy woolen material, old trousers or coats
mm-hmm.
of wool. And I believe she would sew two of those together. She would put two together and then put a softer lining
mm-hmm.
of possibly outing
mm-hmm.
that if it ever was next to you, that it wouldn't be rough.
Mm-hmm.
And she tacked those under with different color yarn, I believe she used to tack them with.
Now you mentioned a dresser. What was this like? Was this just like the dressers today?
No, they were similar in that the two top drawers were small and there was two or three drawers that reached all the way across and the mirror was attached. One I remember in particular was an oval shaped mirror, you know, in a frame that held it onto the back of the dresser, and then the other dresser had it. It was more modern. We bought it in about 1920. It was a square mirror.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those long pieces of furniture that you could sit on or lie on?
A settee. I remember we had one of those. And then later, mother got one somewhere, and they referred to it as a love seat. In fact, she had it when she passed away, and I was appointed administrator of the estate, and I had quite a job refereeing who got that. So we drew straws. That's the only way I knew who it. There was five others. I didn't contend for it at all. I didn't want it. So. I just fixed up five straws. I said, now that's the only way I know how. There's only one and there's five wanting it. And I believe my sister that lives here, I believe she got that. But it's called a love seat or settee. And it's quite old. It's over 100 years old.
Hmm. An antique. How about chairs?
Well, there was two or three rockers, I know, in the living room. And the other chairs, some were what we referred to as cane bottom chairs. Then we had one old chair that my great-grandfather made. And since I have grown old enough to realize the value of antique